You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Daily Racing Podcast brought to you by William Hill. You join us on Wednesday's edition of the podcast. Sam Norris here, joined by Gary Capewell, to look ahead to the first day of racing on the Knavesmire as the Dante Festival gets underway at York. We've also got action at Yarmouth and Worcester in the afternoon, then Bath, Perth and Punchestown fill the evening berths on Wednesday. You can hear every race live from 1:30pm with Alex Dunn, Andrew Mount and James Millman, your team, in the studio. But first things first, it's a very warm welcome to Gary Capewell. How are you, Gary?
Yeah, good, thank you. Sam, yourself?
Good stuff, yeah, not too bad at all, thanks. Looking forward to the next few days at York.
Yeah, obviously we've got the Dante on Thursday to look forward to, which will hopefully provide a few more sort of helpers. We always, I think this is something you said every year, we'll hopefully be able to establish a sort of pecking order for where we stand in the Derby picture. Obviously a lot will depend on where 2000 Guineas winner Churchill ends up.
But what have you made of some of the trials so far? They've not seemed to excite many
people.
No,
nothing's excited me, to be perfectly honest. I don't think we've seen a Derby winner amongst them. Simple as that.
And could Cracksman stamp his authority all over the Derby?
Well, having back Cracksman anti-post for the race, hopefully.
Yeah.
But there's obviously been a lot of money behind Crystal Ocean the last few days. Obviously, Sir Michael Stout's got a good record in the Dante, so you have to respect that. But a little bit of juice in the ground will definitely help Cracksman tomorrow. On Thursday, I should say. So we'll see how they go. Rekindling's obviously an interesting runner in the race, and likewise Ben Battle, but I was really impressed with Cracksman considering what went wrong in that race at Epsom.
Yeah.
He still managed to win, I thought, very comfortably. He was going to improve for the runner. I remember Ken saying he was there that day, he was 85% ready. The winner absolutely bolted up at Newmarket after, so I don't know, I'll be disappointed. Well, let's hope he puts up a really good show, because obviously we don't know what's happening with Churchill just yet. So we'll learn more on Thursday, I think, but I'm hopeful Cracksman can win the Dante.
Yeah, he's the 5-2 market leader for the Dante. The one that's been gambling the race, a horse you touched on there, Crystal Ocean, 130 in from about 10-1. That's a move that's been mirrored in the Derby betting as well, perhaps unsurprisingly.
I haven't watched his race back from his race course debut yet. Something I don't really see the need to do until he runs on Thursday, to be perfectly honest, because I think I'll learn more about him on Thursday, won't I? So, obviously, you know, it'd be interesting to see how he went through that race, but I didn't see that race at the time, so we'll watch and see how he gets on Thursday. But it's not a rag, because I've got my anti-post bet on, so it's not something that I'll have an opinion on until after the Dante again.
Got to take a huge step forward, of course, on official ratings. And I seem to remember this time last year, Sir Michael Stout's Ulysses was well gambled in for the Derby. And nothing,
is he not still a maiden?
Nothing really materialised of that.
He might still be a maiden, you know.
Of that big gamble last year. He could well be, to be fair. I can't, off the top of my head, think of a race that he's won. But I remember him being very well supported for the Sir Michael Stout yard last year, and nothing ever materialised of that horse. So I suppose you need to be a little bit careful backing a horse rated 89 at what the price is now, 12-1, I think, for the Derby in from 33s.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just trying to find Ulysses.
It's a couple of horses with quite similar... Some of the spelt names, is it?
Yeah.
Ulysses with an extra S, I think, isn't it?
The horse that's come up is not the horse.
It's in training.
Yes. But he obviously was last seen at Santa Anita, was he? He was. Yeah. I'm not sure he has won a race. He might have won a maiden, but that'd be it. But anyway, even still, I mean, that horse aside...
The money isn't always coming from the right place, is it?
No, but as I say, Sir Michael Stout's got a good record in the race, so it's interesting to see him being supported for said contest.
Mm. Aside from the Dante, looking forward to anything else particularly this week? Also got the Lockinge to come at the weekend, and there's obviously three fantastic days of racing at York, the Dante aside.
Yeah, we've got the Musidora tomorrow. I think we'll see the Oaks winner tomorrow in the shape of Shutter Speed. She's
prefer her to Rhododendron?
Definitely at the prices, yeah. Mm. Yeah, I don't understand why Rhododendron is quite so short. We saw Shutter Speed's, as we'll get on to in a minute, we'll see that Shutter Speed's form got a bit of a boost the other day. So, yeah, I'd expect her to win quite well tomorrow as on her stepping stone to the Oaks.
Okay, good stuff. Anything else caught the eye of late, Gary, before we turn our attention on to the first day of action on the Nave tomorrow?
Not really. I suppose we should pay tribute to Andy Powell,
officially, yeah, of course.
Announced as being retired. Obviously, 17 runs, 15 wins. She would have won 16 out of 17. She didn't stay when she was second, and her only time she met with defeat on when she completed. Quite possibly the best mare we've ever seen over jumps. Unfortunately, the ratings won't reflect that due to how she was campaigned.
Yeah.
But you know, you can't crab the strike rate. You can't crab her attitude. She won at Cheltenham, obviously, and she would have won a couple of times at Cheltenham. She had to come down at the last, and
yeah,
she's probably one of the bookmakers' favourite horses, I should imagine, after what happened that day.
After that, indeed. Interesting. I thought I saw a quote from William Mullins as well on Twitter saying he originally brought her to go over fences, and his only regret with her was that we never really had the opportunity to see her over a fence. And William Mullins thought she would have been extremely exciting over fences.
Yeah,
there aren't necessarily those chase races for the mare, certainly not at the very top level.
Wouldn't
like to take on the boys.
I suppose she would have been a bit of a. She's been too valuable to sort of risk really as well, wouldn't she? Just in case, accidents can happen wherever and whenever. But even still, you'd have been, if something had happened to you, you'd have been very disappointed.
Yeah, so. Indeed. A superb career then for Annie Power. Let's look ahead then to the first day of racing at York for the Dante Festival. We'll look at the first four races on the card, and beginning with the 220, and it looks a particularly tricky opening contest. Mile and a quarter handicap gets things started at York, and a show of betting for this one sees Lovell as the 7-1 market leader at time of recording. Shabib, L-1. Alnex is 8-1. 9-1 for Speed Company. Repercussion is 9-1. There's been good money for that in from 16s over the last few hours. Eric the Red is 11-1. Saunter, 14s with Master Carpenter and Cosmopolitan, 16-1. And bigger prices, the rest. First three in the market, Gary, all representing very powerful connections indeed.
Yeah, very much so. We'll begin with Lovell, who won at Sandown on his season reappearance. At Sandown on his season reappearance last year. Ran at Royal Ascot after that. Obviously, that wasn't his true running. He comes off the back of the break, but we know he can go well fresh. Al Netsch won at Haydock, Chester and Yarmouth last year. Wasn't beaten too far behind Speed Company, who reopposes at Doncaster on his final outing. I think he'll be improving this year. Shabib, for the Varian team. Won at Sandown and Doncaster on his first two starts last year. Disappointing after that when he was last seen finishing sixth. Again, though, very likely raced another horse that we could see in good light. Speed Company Ryan Moore's ridden this horse on his last two wins, one on his first start last year and one on his last start at Doncaster, where he beat a couple of these. He beat Bourgillois in that race at Doncaster. From memory, that horse, I'm just going to check, but I'm pretty sure that horse absolutely dotted up at Leicester just last week for the Alan King team. And indeed he did. He won by a length and a half, but he won with a good bit in hand. So that form's taken a boost. Finished fifth behind Barocco on his most recent outing at Epsom. I'm sure that run will have put him spot on for this. And the crucial factor for the front four in the market is that 8 of the last 10 winners of this race have been four-year-olds. So that bodes well with that particular stat for all the front four in the market. But I like Speed Company at a price. John Quinn's already had a double on today at, as we record this, at Beverley. So I'm happy with Speed Company, with Ryan Moore booked to ride.
Speed Company then at 9-1, the choice for Gary in that 220 race at York. John Quinn and Ryan Moore teaming up with that one. We move on to the 255 then, which is another handicap over a trip of 6 furlongs this time, and a show of betting for this one. sees the market headed by Outdo and Muntadab, who are both 7-1. Lexington Abbey 8-1, 8-1 for Wentworth Falls. You Don't Do Do You is 8-1, 12-1, and bigger prices for the rest of them. Market principals here, Outdo and Muntadab, bumped heads quite recently, Gary.
They did. Just looking at the recent winners of this race as well, how about this for a stat? In the last 10 years, only two of the last 10 winners have been trained further than 52 miles away from the course.
All right, stat.
So it's clearly a race that the local trainers, i.e. the Yorkshire trainers, have a pretty good record in. Outdo, I suppose, will just about fit into that category when finishing third at Ripon last time out. Muntadab was second on that particular occasion. I think that pairing are interesting. Also in the market at a fairly short price, You Don't Do Do You.
There is another one, though, isn't there? There is a
You Do Do, Don't You.
You Do, Don't You.
Yeah. This one won at Chelmsford the other day. Richard Guest has got his horses in decent form. The draw's going to be crucial here, isn't it? We don't know where they're going to end up. I want to take a chance, though, on one. Horse number 17, George Bowen. Didn't win last season. Has been down the field on two starts so far this campaign as well, but he's plummeting down in the weights. He's got a hood on for the first time. There's definitely races to be won with this horse off this particular mark. Richard Fye did train the winner of this race 10 years ago with Wyatt Earp. As I say, you're taking a bit of a leap of faith with him, but that sprint is all over, isn't it, really? Yeah, George Bowen at what was likely to be, hopefully, a pretty decent price, sort of 16-1 as we record this with William Hill. So George Bowen will do for me in that sprint where he could have five or six goes and not get the winner.
Indeed, George Bowen then at a price 16-1, Gary's choice in the sprint handicap coming up at 2.55. On to the 3.30 then, one of the feature races on day one of the meeting. The Group 2 Duke of York Stakes ran over a trip of 6 furlongs. Brando is the 11-4 market leader. Last year's winner, Magical Memory, in the betting at 5-1. 6-1 for the Tin Man. Jungle Cat is 8-1. It's 12-1 and bigger prices for the rest of them. And one thing Brando has got on his market rivals, Gary, is a run this year, and he was successful as well in Group 3 company at Newmarket. The rest of them make their seasonal reappearance, so certainly those towards the head of the betting.
Yeah, he won the Airgold Cup as well, this horse, last year, didn't he? Off a big weight. Obviously, you know, he's proved his well-being so far this season, winning that race. You should imagine he quite possibly is the one to beat on that form. The Tin Man won 3 of his 5 starts last year, won the Champion Sprint, of course, on his final start. Brando was behind him on that occasion, and Growl wasn't beaten too far as well. Both those two have to be given big, big claims. Just wonder about the ground for the Tin Man. With there being a bit of cut in the ground, it might not suit him. Obviously, you go back and look at his wins, really, quite a lot of them have come when it's been quite quick. I mean, it was good when he won at Ascot, but it was good to Firm when he won at Newbury, and good when he won at Windsor on his seasonal return. Albeit, I suppose he wasn't beating too far in the Haydock Cup sprint behind Quiet Reflection, was he? But I think he's at his best on better ground anyway. Magical Memory making his seasonal return for the Charlie Hills team. He has to bounce back from that poor run at Haydock, but he can go well fresh. He obviously won on his seasonal return last year at Newmarket, the race that Brando won, I think, funnily enough, and then obviously won this corresponding race as well. He's got no penalty to carry. Charlie Hills' horses have been ticking along okay. Should mention Comicass, who's been running out in Dubai. Was second there in the Golden Shaheen when he was last seen. I think that's quite interesting. And likewise, Jungle Cat, who's been running okay on the turf out there as well. Their coats might look a little bit better. But Magical Memory can go well fresh. He beat Soudoir in this corresponding race last year, and I think he can follow up last year's success. So Magical Memory in the Duke of York Clipper Logistics Stakes.
Magical Memory then to retain his crown in the Duke of York at 3.30. The final race then that we're going to come to on day one is the 4.05, the Group 3 Musadora Stakes for the fillies. An extended mile and a quarter is the trip. Just a quintet of runners have lined up here. Shutter Speed is the 2-5 favourite. Vociferous Marina is 5-1, 12-1 for Serenada. Vintage Folly 12-1, and Miss Infinity completes the lineup at 14-1. This is a race that's gone the way of John Gosden and Frankie Dettori the last 2 years. Gary and their representative this year, Shutter Speed, has rather scared off the opposition.
Yeah, very much so. Was a very impressive winner at Newbury on his, on her, seasonal reappearance. Obviously, we've seen that form take a good boost when Enable won the Cheshire Oaks, of course it was, last week, winning well. Form's taken a massive, massive boost, hasn't it? John Gosden's got a fantastic record in this race. He's won this race four times in the last 6 years, with the Fugue and Somi Dar and a couple of others. I suppose they'd be the big two that he's won the race with, though, you would suggest. I mean, she's just scared the opposition off. Vociferous Marina won at Navan, a listed contest the other day. I'm not sure it was that much of a race, though, it has to be said. Serenada and Vintage Folly both won on their most recent outings, but strictly speaking on the ratings, they've got a good bit to find. Serenada won at Sandown. Vintage Folly, she won at Newcastle, but I mean, she's up into a good bit of improvement, but she's gonna need to find it, isn't she?
Yeah,
that is for sure. So it's Shutter Speed to lose for me, and I don't think the bit of digging the ground, being a daughter of Dan City, will be any issue whatsoever for her. So I'll go for Shutter Speed to win the Musidora Stakes, third consecutive victory in the race. You're not going to get rich backing here, but it'll be a third consecutive victory in the race for John Gosden and Frankie Dettori.
Indeed it will. Shutter Speed, the selection then in the Group 3 Musidora for the fillies. Give us a quick recap, please, then, if you would, Gary, of your four selections for the opening four races at York on day one of the Dante Festival.
Yeah, in the 220, we're going to go with Speed Company. In the 255, George Bowen. In the 330, Magical Memory. And in the 405, Shutter Speed.
Great stuff. There we are. Thoughts of Gary Capewell ahead of the opening day of racing at York. And you can hear all of the action on the Knavesmire alongside Yarmouth and Worcester in the afternoon, Bath, Perth and Punchestown in the evening. Alex Dunn, Andrew Mounds and James Millman in the studio from 1:30 on Wednesday. Thanks for that, Gary, and enjoy the racing this week at York.
Cheers, will do.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.